This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. There's a bit of Lake Champlain nautical history that you've probably never heard of. During the Great Depression, a pirate ship and its crew sailed around the lake, hoisting the Jolly Roger while anchored just offshore of Plattsburgh. It even made its way up the river to Montreal. That's not all. Around the same time, boaters on the lake might have seen a Viking longboat and a Spanish galleon sailing on by. Now, before you're thinking that I'm reporting fake news, allow me to introduce Brett Corbin from South Hero. He's the author of a book called The Pirates of Dingley Dell, a true swashbuckling adventure at a Vermont boys' camp. And I'm really hoping that he'll back me up on this. Brett, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you. It's
so
great to be here.
Not fake news. There was a pirate ship.
Absolutely. Right in the 1920s.
And yes. This pirate ship, where the heck did it come from?
Well, it was the imagination of Francis Godfrey Baker, who was affectionately called the Skipper by his friends and family. And the boat was the culmination of a lot of building experiences that he had in other areas. He was an engineer. He was an engineering student in college, and he surveyed the outbacks of Canada and was taught how to build birch bark canoes by the Indians. Or the Native Americans, I should say. And he became an expert in the field, and the military called on him to do various projects for them because they needed somebody who had lots of imagination to overcome problems that other people couldn't solve. And he did a lot of great things. One of the big things he did was he was a chief engineer on the pilot plant for the Manhattan Project to build the atomic bomb.
Wow.
So when you have something like that in your background, it's a pretty impressive field, something to take to kids to do a camp like this.
Yeah, you don't really anticipate that somebody who's been working on the Manhattan Project is going to be working on a camp for kids where they build a boat and then sail around Lake Champlain doing maritime education. So how did he get from being this engineer to having a boys' camp in Vermont?
Well, he liked kids. He liked working with kids, and building all the boats, he thought was something that he could take to teenagers, and they would really run with it, and they certainly did. He went to Camp Lonequila in Fairleigh, Vermont, and I think their main population there of kids was like 10 to 14.
And, ages, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. And he built some very fanciful boats. Like you mentioned, he built a 50-foot Spanish galleon that opened in the rear to have this big area for producing plays. He built a Viking longboat, and that was something that they used in pageants there a lot of times, where they would set it up in costumes and have little regattas there. And then he built a windmill, a large windmill like you'd see in Holland, and fully functioning. He built a train. The kids got kind of tired of walking around camp, so they decided they would build this train and they would take it everywhere because it was a big campus, and they just hopped on and went. And
the pirate ship was a later project that he built on a camp that he ran, right, with his family, called the Adventurers Camp in South Hero?
Right, yeah.
So they build this ship, and then they set sail, and they're going all around the lake with these campers. Was the ship safe?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. His experience was extensive, and by the time the kids, after their experience building at Lonequila, by the time they came to his camp in South Hero, they were pretty good. And so they did this boat, this huge 75-foot pirate ship, in about 8 weeks.
What kind of adventures did they have on it?
Oh, they would travel up a lot of times they would go to New York, and then they go up to Canada, and they spent a lot of time in Montreal, and they would just meet fascinating people along their travels.
What did the people around the lake who saw this ship and these kids think of them?
It was an anomaly because all the, you know, you would go from having this, like the steamer Vermont and the Chateauguay, which were very elaborate, stately steamers. And then you'd have the streamlined ferries that my grandfather owned for a time. And they were very Art Deco looking boats. And then you'd see this 18th century pirate ship sitting there. All these different types of vehicles all in the same body of water. It was pretty amazing.
And they were doing education on this ship as well. I mean, this was part of it was using it as sort of a floating classroom, right?
Yes, Yes.
So this was the, they built it in, what, 1929, and it sailed for 10 years or so?
11 years, yeah, 11 summers.
So what happened at the end of the 1930s?
Well, the war was approaching, and Francis was, he had so many things going on in his mind all the time. He decided that he needed to do other things at that point. And it was expensive to run this camp. The finances were always a problem. And, you know, World War II was on the horizon, and so they just anticipated the need to end.
What happened to the ship?
The ship, unfortunately, burned in 1960, a very unexplained fire. But before it burned, it did have it did sit on the rocks for about 20 years, being noticed by a lot of different people. And the steamer Ticonderoga would go by in the night, and they would put their spotlight on the pirate ship, and they would do a little monologue about all the adventures the kids had.
And the camp itself, what happened to the camp?
It's actually still there. All the buildings are still there. The boat's gone, but the buildings are there. The main lodge is, you know, things are kind of, you know, worn at this point. But, all the things that were there. And a lot of Mrs. Baker built or hand-carved all kinds of things for the camp. She had little gnomes and trolls and fairies. You couldn't walk, you know, 50 feet without something looming at you from the brush, you know, some face would be staring at you.
It sounds so cool. Do you think modern parents would send their kids to a camp like this?
If one existed, but insurance would never allow it.
Brett, what got you interested in writing this story and sharing it, making it more something that people in Vermont know about?
Well, I was just looking for a story about happiness, and this was something that certainly encompassed all of that. But it, you know, with all the modern contrivances we have with computers and telemarketing and all that, I just wanted something that showed people how happy people used to be with a simpler way of life and with a lot of imagination.
It sounds like it also has given you some happiness to write about this and research it and explore this, the rundown, you know, sort of neglected but still there camp.
Yeah, I haven't been able to leave the story yet because I'm entranced. I feel like the kids are my family at this point because I know them so well from studying them. And it's a true life Peter Pan story. I mean, you've got a pirate ship, Aladdin. You've got Lost Boys. You've got Tinkerbell in the name of Mrs. Baker, who watched over the kids and kept them from danger. And, you know, the Never Never Land with all the magic everywhere.
Do you wish you could have gone to this camp?
Absolutely.
What's the most fascinating little tidbit that you found while researching this?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. That's too hard to ask.
Yeah. They just did some incredible things, and they met some really interesting people. Like, they met Walt Disney on an adventure in his very early days when he was just getting into animation. And can you imagine as a kid sitting down and have Walt Disney board your boat and tell them about his life and that everything that they can accomplish if they just have a lot of imagination?
Boy, it really does sound magical. Brett Corbin lives in South Hero and is the author of The Pirates of Dingley Dell, a true swashbuckling adventure at a Vermont boys camp. Thank you for sharing a little bit of that happiness with us today.
Thank you.